Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Today is Wednesday, September 16th. We have an update about what is now a slow-moving Hurricane Sally and which cities it's expected to impact most. Also, what to know about a new plan for a COVID-19 relief bill and what other than money the city and police are promising in a multi-million dollar settlement with Breonna Taylor's family. Plus, Apple unveiled new products and subscription options, why major celebrities are boycotting social media for 24 hours, and the World Series location is official. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with Hurricane Sally, which is now a slow-moving but still powerful storm, and that could mean it's even more destructive for parts of the Gulf Coast. It's moving at only 2 miles an hour now, and it looks like Mobile, Alabama could get a direct hit, making it the first time a hurricane makes landfall in Alabama in 16 years. The problem is, since it's moving so slowly, forecasters say strong winds could end up battering some areas for 30 hours straight, and flooding rain could be around even longer. If you remember, that's what happened back in 2017. Hurricane Harvey swamped the Houston metro area. The storm stalled over the city until several communities were underwater. And the National Hurricane Center says this storm looks a lot like that one. The Alabama coast and Florida panhandle started getting that heavy rain and flash flooding last night. Forecasters say when all is said and done, people may end up seeing 20 to 30 inches of rain. That's several months' worth in just about 2 days. Hurricane warnings are in effect for the cities of Biloxi, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, and all the towns in between. Thousands of people have evacuated. Several organizations like the Red Cross have already sent extra crews into the affected areas. They're working to set up shelters and prepare food and basic necessities to storm victims. If you want to help out, you can text Red Cross to the number 90999 to make a $10 donation, or we posted a link to donate more online in today's episode notes. With wildfires still burning in the western U.S., thick, dangerous smoke is expected to stick around for a while. The AP cited scientists and forecasters who say the yellowish smog may linger for days or even weeks. Now, some hospitals in Oregon are seeing more emergency room visits because of the air quality. Health experts say people with heart disease, asthma, or other respiratory conditions are especially at risk since the smoke can irritate the lungs. Now, parks and beaches are closed, and places like the Oregon Convention Center in downtown Portland are being used as clean air shelters. As for the fires themselves, the largest ones across Oregon, California, and Washington are still mostly out of control. In Los Angeles County, firefighters are trying to control flames burning within 500 feet of the famous Mount Wilson Observatory. The one bright spot is no new deaths were reported from the fires yesterday. Also of note, the Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris toured some of the wildfire damage in her home state of California yesterday. And as we mentioned before, President Trump visited the state on Monday. Breonna Taylor's family is getting $12 million from the city of Louisville, Kentucky. Also, more police reforms are coming, and Taylor's family members are promising to keep up the fight for justice. Remember, Breonna Taylor is the EMT who was shot and killed by police in her own home back in March. Officers had a so-called no-knock warrant, a type of warrant that has now been banned in the city. The officers say they were looking for drugs, though they didn't find any. Instead, they found Taylor's boyfriend, who says he thought the officers were intruders since they weren't in uniform, so he opened fire, shooting a police officer in the leg. Officers fired back and ended up shooting and killing Breonna Taylor. The attorney representing her family says the wrongful death settlement announced yesterday is one of the largest settlements ever paid for the killing of a black woman by police. The settlement also came with several promises of reform. For example, from now on, Louisville police supervisors will have to sign off on search warrants before they go to a judge for approval. Also, social workers will start working with officers on at least some calls. Louisville is developing an early warning system to track officers' use of force incidents, and officers are going to start being offered housing credits to encourage them to live in the communities they serve. Breonna Taylor's mother says this is a big step forward, but she's also still calling for the officers who shot her daughter to be fired and charged with crimes. The state's attorney general and the FBI are both still investigating the case. And so far, no comment from the local police union about the plans for reform. New analysis from the CDC shows at least 121 young people in the U.S. died from the new coronavirus between February and July. Now, we're talking about people younger than 21 years old. Deaths in this age group are rare. They make up only 1/12 of all American COVID-19 deaths. But of those who did die, the rates were higher among young people of color. About 3/4 of those young people who died were either Hispanic, Black, or Native American. Researchers say the reason people of color are disproportionately affected is because overall, white people are more likely to be able to work from home. Also, the CDC pointed out that minority communities are more likely to have trouble getting medical care, either because they don't have insurance, paid sick leave, or access to childcare. Overall, nearly 196,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 in the last 7 months. People could be getting some more help from the federal government before the year is out, or at least that's the hope. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told CNBC the House will remain in session until lawmakers deliver the next round of COVID-19 relief. That means no October recess if there's no compromise. And that's a big deal for members of Congress up for re-election. That could mean they will not get to go home to campaign ahead of November. And until now, there hasn't been much progress. Remember, talks in Congress broke down. Well, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Reuters there's now a $1.5 trillion proposal up for consideration. It was drafted by a group of bipartisan moderate lawmakers. So some Republicans say it costs too much. Some Democrats say it falls short. But it's a possible compromise. The White House called it certainly worth discussion and worth consideration. Stay tuned. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Function of Beauty. One size fits all never really gives you the perfect fit, right? So why do we do that with our beauty routine? Function of Beauty makes personalized shampoos and conditioners that are formulated just for you, and now they even have more to treat your unique needs from hair to toe. That means along with hair care, they also offer customizable body wash and body lotion. And no matter what you choose, you get to pick your favorite color and fragrance for your products. For example, when I first got my hair products, I chose a light peach fragrance. Plus, it's all made with clean, cruelty-free ingredients. So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your 4-part hair profile quiz, and then you can save 20% off your first order. The quiz is quick and easy, and it helps them customize the products just for you. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy for 20% off, and it will let them know you heard about it from our show. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Apple unveiled its newest lineup of iPads, watches, and subscription services. A new version of the Apple Watch is probably getting the most attention right now because it caters to the pandemic era. For starters, it has a key new health feature that can specifically monitor your blood oxygen levels. Some people with COVID-19 have seen their oxygen levels drop, so this new feature could help people catch a key symptom early that they might not have detected on their own. Apple also unveiled a cheaper version of its smartwatch that does not include that blood oxygen reading, but it could broaden the appeal since a lot of Americans are more strapped for cash than usual. The discount model, called the Apple Watch SE, will sell for $279 starting Friday. The higher-end model is $400. Also, Apple launched 2 new subscription services. One offers virtual home workouts. It's called Apple Fitness Plus, and it's $10 a month or $80 a year. The workouts do not require much equipment, if any. Some of the world's biggest celebrities are boycotting Facebook and Instagram today. Variety lists about a dozen stars like Kim Kardashian West, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, and Katy Perry, who will all go offline, freezing their accounts for 24 hours. And many encourage their millions of followers to do the same. This is to protest how Facebook and Instagram handle hate, propaganda, and misinformation, which they say is undermining democracy. It was actually organized by the Stop Hate for Profit campaign. That's the same coalition of civil rights organizations that convinced many big companies to take part in an ad boycott back in July. Back then, Facebook responded by getting more aggressive in moderating political posts. But the Stop for Hate Profit campaign says that's not enough and that white supremacy, hate, and violent conspiracies are still flourishing on the social media sites. This time around, Facebook has not responded yet. It's official. Arlington, Texas will host the World Series this October. All the games will be at the Texas Rangers' new ballpark. It marks the first time since 1944 that the World Series will be played all at one site. Usually, teams alternate between playing at home and on the road. But this year, the MLB wanted to cut down on the need to travel and allow players to stay in a so-called bubble to avoid a COVID-19 outbreak. And this will most likely be a neutral site. The Texas Rangers have one of the worst records in the league, so they aren't expected to be playing in the World Series. 55th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, or ACM Awards, are tonight. Of course, like most things, they'll look a little different because of COVID-19. But it's still going to be a star-studded event. The show will open with a performance by all the nominees for Entertainer of the Year, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, and Thomas Rhett. Then later on, Taylor Swift is performing at the ACMs for the first time in 7 years. The show will be hosted by Keith Urban and will be broadcast from Nashville, Tennessee for the first time ever without a live audience. You can watch the ACMs tonight at 8 Eastern on CBS. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, if you've ever thought of starting a podcast, or maybe you already have one, Podcast Movement Virtual is a great way to learn everything that goes into creating, growing, and monetizing a show. I actually went to my first Podcast Movement event the week I launched The Newsworthy, and I've gone back every year since. This year, of course, is a little different because it's virtual, but that means you'll have a chance to get a feel for it while it's less expensive, and you can join easily from anywhere in the world. Sign up now at virtual.podcastmovement.com and use the code September this month only to save 20% off. So today's Work Wednesday is about how Americans are booking more Airbnbs for work, and we're not talking about business trips. Airbnb says the number of reviewers mentioning remote working has tripled since last year, and people are booking long-term stays, as in 28 nights or more, in places like Whitefish, Montana, Shenandoah National Park in Virginia, and Windsor County in Vermont. Axios says the reason is that city dwellers are trying to get closer to nature by traveling to forested areas or beaches. And it's not just Airbnb cashing in on the trend. For example, Barbados and Bermuda are offering telework visas, and resorts in places from South Carolina to the Dominican Republic are creating remote work and remote learning packages for families. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Vacation starts with VA. Whether you're feeling beachy, mountainy, or every-y in between, you'll find all that you love all in one trip to Virginia. Start yours at virginia.org.